If you stand beneath the tower between St. Benedict's and St. Margaret's, you will find two stone coffins which held the bodies of monks and were discovered at an archaeological dig near the chapter house. If you look out through the metal grating to the right, you will see the remains of the chapter house, just the gateway. Here the monks would gather daily for readings and talks. If you look straight out, you will see a flat stone angled towards you. This marks the location of the monks' high altar and gives you an idea of the extent of the original abbey church. The stone is inscribed with the founder's name, William d'Aubigny. His wife, Maud d'Aubigny, was the first of the d'Aubigny burials at the priory. The records show that William attended her funeral here in some distress in 1125. You will read more about her when you go back to the tour. The subsequent family were buried here from 1107 through to 1243, where five William d'Aubignys, Earls of Sussex and later Arundel, were founders and benefactors. The last, Hugh d'Aubigny, died without issue, and the estate was divided between four sisters, Nicola, Cecily, Maud, Isabel, Countess, buried at her own Cistercian convent at Marham. If you look above you, you may need to peer around the wooden shelter that's constructed to protect you from any falling masonry chips. You will see that the top of the tower is octagonal, whilst the bottom is square. The symbolism of the font follows you here, so that you move upwards towards heaven, you come closer to God. The piece of brickwork that takes any shaped tower to an octagon or a dome is called a squinch.